And hello again, everybody. Mike Salmon once again at the Home of Hope Charity Classic. We are doing live cut-ins all afternoon. And joining us now is Doug Meyer. And Doug is on the board of the Home of Hope. What is your position on the board?
So I'm vice chairman of the board of Home of Hope, and I've been involved with the organization for about 7 years.
Your heart has got to feel really good today to see the level of support, the success of today's tournament. Talk about what has happened today overall.
Well, first of all, a lot of people had some great fellowship and fun, which haven't had too many opportunities to do that in a while. So that feels special and different. The benefit to the Home of Hope is incalculable. Over $20,000 have been raised today for the Home of Hope in a time when, frankly, giving is a little strained. And so Home of Hope has just gone through this entire crisis. They've never closed their doors for 1 minute. They've been open 24/7, still housing single homeless moms and their kids, doing the great work that they do day after day, night after night, and this is a fantastic boost for them.
By the way, you might be able to hear in the background there now awarding some of the prizes to the best shots, the closest to the pin, longest drive, and things like that. But I think by any stretch of the imagination, by any way you measure it, today's been a hugely successful day.
Fantastic. And, of course, you're interviewing me now because I didn't win anything, so there's no risk of me being called away. It's been a tremendous success. It's sold out. The Kiwanis Club did a wonderful job organizing. Kiwanis and North Gwinnett, Buford. We can't thank them enough, and all of the participation from the community. It's just been a fantastic day. The weather cooperated in the end, so a little cool, a little breezy off the lake today. Looked a little more like an ocean than a lake sometimes, but just a wonderful day.
How did you hit them out there? I know you weren't in the running for any top prize.
Yeah, we did all right. So we hit them pretty well. So pretty well.
What do you do, Doug, for a living when you're not out here playing golf?
So I'm recently retired.
Okay. You're playing a lot of golf.
Not yet. It hadn't worked out that way. We owned a series of child care centers here in Gwinnett County. We had 5 centers. And as part of our mission of giving back to the community, we wanted to find an organization that focused on children that we could partner with. And that became Home of Hope about 6-7 years ago. And so we've put in hundreds and hundreds of hours. We've had parents donate hours. We've had kids donate hours, money, time, equipment. And it's just been a fantastic reciprocal relationship that we're very proud of.
Yeah.
And just on the scale of things of good luck, we happened to sell our child care centers in November of 2019.
Before this little thing called a pandemic.
Pretty good
along.
Timing on that one.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Whew.
Wow, that's amazing. You were going to church or something, doing your prayers.
Something happened right.
Yeah, so now that you're retired, you have more time to help with the kids in the Home of Hope.
We do. Obviously, it's a little different with the pandemic, and you have to be very careful about volunteers and doing things. We've had a lot of multiple church volunteer groups that we haven't been able to do this year. So the need for individuals who can come on socially distant, stay safe, is actually greater than ever. So some of the large groups we haven't been able to support this year.
Yep. Well, Doug, thank you for your time. Thank you for all you do for the Home of Hope, and thank you for stopping by. Congratulations. Today's been a phenomenal day.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being here today. We've certainly enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Doug Meyer with the Home of Hope Board of Directors here on Business Radio X, and a reminder that these live remotes are brought to you by Legendary Home Sales Advantage and Realtor Tyler Wendt. And if you want more information about Tyler, let him be your agent. He has a license both in Georgia and in Florida. The website to check out is LegendaryHomeSales.com, and we'll have more cut-ins after this year on Business Radio X, so stay with us.